Essentials of Business Ethics. Creating an Organization of High Integrity and Superior Performance. Author: Dennis Collins. Ethics Mean Long-Term Profits. Organizations of high integrity achieve superior performance because they attract and retain high-quality employees, customers, suppliers, and investors. Unethical employees, customers, suppliers, and investors can prevent organizations from achieving high integrity and superior performance. In addition, unethical organizations can be profitable in the short term, not the long term. Human nature and unethical behavior in organizations. Human beings have a dual nature. We are primarily honest, but we also lie. Each person has his or her unique set of moral challenges. Everyone experiences moral successes and failures. Look around. A business built the house you live in, the alarm clock that wakes you up, the clothes you wear, the newspapers you read, the food you eat, the music you listen to, and the car you drive to work. Providing goods and services that enrich the quality of life and employment are very ethical endeavors. Ethics should permeate all aspects of organizational operations. Unfortunately, due to human nature and inappropriate management control systems, many organizations are ethically challenged. Daily occurrence of ethical dilemmas. When an organization employs someone, that individual brings to work not only unique job skills, but also his or her ethics. Ethics is the set of principles a person uses to determine whether an action is good or bad. Ethics permeates every stakeholder interaction involving owners, customers, employees, lenders, suppliers, and government officials. People experience a multitude of ethical dilemmas on a daily basis, beginning with whether to get out of bed or hit the snooze button when the morning alarm goes off. Almost every decision and action a person makes the rest of the day has an impact on other people, beginning with arriving at work on time and ending with unfinished tasks at the end of the day. An action sequence consists of the motivation behind the act itself, and the consequences of the act. An ideal ethical situation is one in which the person has good motives and the act results in good consequences. It depends if you have permission to share the information and doing so improves the subordinate's performance, then it is very ethical. However, if sharing someone's information violates a confidentiality agreement, and the subordinate is likely to misuse the information, then it is unethical. On the ethics continuum, some situations fall between the two extremes. Sometimes good motives can generate bad consequences. Sometimes bad motives can generate good consequences. Your selfish refusal to support a colleague in need of assistance may result in the colleague obtaining even better support from someone else. When evaluating these less than ethically ideal situations, some people place greater ethical weight on having proper motives, while others place greater weight on achieving favorable consequences. What operational areas have ethical problems? Ethical issues arise in every organization and throughout organizational operations. Unethical discrimination based on race or gender can occur in dealings with suppliers, employees, customers, the government, or the public. They could occur in any department, accounting, marketing, or human resources. They could occur at any level of the organization: board of directors, middle managers, staff, or production employees. They could be ingrained in an organization's job recruitment practices, job screening practices, terms of employment, job tasks, training opportunities, performance evaluations, or layoffs. Why do good people behave unethically? Ethics would be easy to manage if it was simply a matter of detecting and dismissing evil people. But that is not the nature of organizational life. Sometimes the unethical decision or outcome is not intentional. Unethical situations can arise when a good person has insufficient knowledge and awareness, inadequate skills, or lacks judgment or courage. Ethical problems also result from management and organizational design issues, such as a misaligned management system, inadequate flow of information, inadequate legal and regulatory framework, and pressures from unethical customers or competitors. Getting everyone on board. After dismissing an employee for an ethical breach, a manager might wonder, how did that person get through the hiring process? Hiring just one employee with an unethical value system, someone whose sense of morality does not match that of a high-integrity work culture, can corrupt an organization. If left alone, the inappropriate hire is likely to attract like-minded people and lead them in directions detrimental to organizational operations. Efforts to maximize ethical behavior and minimize unethical behavior at work must begin during the hiring process. Hiring someone is inviting the person to join your family, whether the organization is small or large. Some people are kind, trustworthy, and enjoyable, while others are mean-spirited, dishonest, and annoying. Many organizations focus on screening for technical skills, not ethical skills. Instead, organizations should only hire employees who meet four criteria: experience, intellect, energy, and ethics. Action plan. Employees arrive at the organization with a wide variety of ethical perspectives. They need an ethical reference point. Develop a code of ethics that consists of several general moral principles and a more detailed code of conduct that consists of relevant situations that demonstrate these ethical expectations. These codes serve as the organization's conscience. Make these codes meaningful and effective by using them as assessment tools. Have employees annually assess how well members of the organization live up to these codes. In the spirit of continuous improvement, gather employee suggestions for improving ethical performance and make appropriate changes in organizational practices. Diversity management. Every employee should feel comfortable at work, and every customer and supplier should feel comfortable doing business with any organization. But that is not always the case. Like attracts like, and individuals relate best with people similar to themselves. Problems arise when dissimilar people are treated as inferior or excluded. Customers and employees who differ from others according to some prominent characteristic often report not being respected by the dominant social group. This typically damages employee morale, productivity, customer relations, and profits, and can result in litigation. The avoidance of lawsuits is fear-based incentives for respecting diversity. Ethics and Compliance Officer, ECO. Organizations must encourage employees to discuss ethical issues as they arise. A failure in internal communication systems can result in external whistleblowing, which is damaging for both the organization and the whistleblower. A growing number of organizations assign responsibility to an ECO. This position enables sensitive information to be shared without being diluted or stymied by the chain of command. Another channel for communicating information about potential ethical and legal violations is an organizational ombudsman. The ombudsman concept originated in government and has spread to corporations, hospitals, universities, and non-profits. An ombudsman, similar to lawyers and accountants, is held legally accountable to a professional code of ethics. Assist lines, previously referred to as ethics hotlines, have long been popular with organizations as a method of obtaining information about situations that may be unethical or illegal. Professional organizations provide assist lines for members who prefer to confidentially address issues with someone not employed by his or her organization. Managers are role models. Managers are role models, and the ethics of their actions are constantly being evaluated by subordinates. Actions speak louder than words. The way a manager treats owners, customers, and employees sets a standard for acceptable behavior. A manager's behavioral commitment to ethical principles filters down to subordinates and other employees. Managers have already been promoted, so their daily workplace actions are indicators to subordinates of what it takes to be promoted. Work goals. Work goals can generate unethical behaviors. Stretch goals sometimes tempt employees to stretch the truth. According to research, people close to achieving a difficult goal are very tempted to behave unethically if that is the only way they can achieve the goal by the specified deadline. Unreasonable production outcome goals, for instance, can influence some supervisors to conduct inadequate product quality verifications and bankers to approve very risky loans they would normally reject. Performance appraisal feedback. The purpose of a performance appraisal feedback session is to praise an employee's good behaviors and accomplishments and develop strategies for improving weaknesses. Performance appraisal feedback sessions can be very tense. Carefully manage the feedback session, because employees may feel anxious about giving or receiving critical information. On a regular basis, provide positive feedback immediately after a praiseworthy behavior and constructive feedback immediately after a blameworthy behavior. Employees who informally receive feedback on a regular basis are less surprised by the annual formal performance appraisal results and better prepared to discuss improvements issues. Meet personally with each direct report to discuss the performance appraisal results. Hold performance appraisal feedback sessions in a neutral setting, such as a conference room. Conducting such sessions in the supervisor's office, particularly if the feedback is critical, creates an uncomfortable office environment. Empowering ethical employees. An ethical organization is a community of people in which every employee has a sense of organizational ownership and accountability. All employees should be empowered to control their immediate surroundings and have the freedom and authority to do what needs to get done. Being ethical and fair does not mean all employees must be treated exactly the same. Each employee has different capabilities and attitudes towards work. Different types of employees require different types of motivation and leadership. Some managers mistakenly design systems to control the worst employees and, in the name of fairness, impose the same control system on all employees. Managers should treat their best employees differently than other employees. They have earned it.